This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A newly released FBI document helps flesh out the contours of an investigation into classified documents at former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate. But plenty of questions remain, especially because half of the affidavit, which spelled out the FBI's rationale for searching the property, was blacked out. A U.S. Justice Department official has described the inquiry as its early stages, suggesting more work is ahead. As investigators review the documents they removed and continue interviewing witnesses. At a minimum, the investigation presents a political distraction for Trump as he lays the groundwork for a potential presidential run, and then there is the obvious legal peril. Fighters from Chechnya, the war-scarred Russian Republic, are now participating on both sides of the conflict in Ukraine. Pro-Kyiv volunteers are loyal to one side, and to the late Chechen leader who headed the Republic's drive for independence from Russia. And they formed a battalion and are the sworn enemies of Chechen forces who back Russian President Vladimir Putin and joined Russia in the siege of Mariupol and other flashpoints in Ukraine east and south. At one training site near Kyiv, Chechen volunteers on Saturday practiced combat basics, including how to drop explosive devices carried by drones. One Chechen volunteer said Ukraine must win this war because otherwise Russia will go after the Baltics or Georgia or Kazakhstan next. Georgia Democrats in the U.S. had a contested primary for governor 4 years ago because the party's old guard did not believe in Stacey Abrams. She routed their alternative in a close general battlefield state. That was a preview of 2020. And now President Joe Biden put Georgia and Raphael Warnock and Joe